Now, I want you to take a look at this email that I got back in 2006. And I haven't gotten too many lately. Maybe I get them, but our spam checker catches them. This is an old, age-old scam in stocks. It's called pump and dump. So I want you to read it. Let's read it together. We have a runner. Could this be the next Exxon? All signs show that DPER is about to explode. Watch DPER.pk. What does that stand for? That means it's on the pink sheets. Like a hawk, starting Wednesday, August 16th. The Monday close was .006, and the 9-day target is .06. The current rating is a buy. This is a company that's supposedly concentrating on identifying oil and gas properties located in the United States, low-risk strategy in order to select the initial exit. What does it all mean? It's all bull. This is somebody's garage somewhere in New Mexico or someplace, or maybe Idaho. Who knows what it is, but it's not a real company. And so what they're trying to do is get you to buy the shares. And it's going to go to 6. It's going to go from .006 to 6 cents in 9 days. Yeah, you think you know what's going to really happen to this stock? Once you start buying it, they're going to, we got a sucker out there. And then they're going to raise the price a little bit. And the next day you come back and say, oh, it went up. Let's buy more shares. And then you get your buddies to buy shares. And people are buying shares. And your suckers, I mean, your friends are all getting on the bandwagon. And it goes up to 10 cents. And, oh, man, I'm rich. And then what happens? The people get up, take the money off the table, and run. They leave wherever they happen to be, because they have to move around, because this is illegal, by the way. They normally like the South. They go from San Diego to Arizona to New Mexico to Texas to Florida, and then back to San Diego and Phoenix. And now, you try to sell the shares. Is there anybody else buying? No, just you and your buddies, and you're all stuck, and the price plummets. So if you look at the price now, it's still listed on the pink sheets. The price has gone from 0.006, which is what it was when I got this email, down to 0.0001. It's lost almost 99.97% of its value. Do you see why you stay away from the pink sheets? None of my students are going to get suckered in by these penny stocks, right? Of course, right.